You're listening to Ann Mish on Watch Us Go, Talk of Muskegon. And today we have with us Onita Bailey from the Community Neighborhood Services Department. Hi, Onita.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good.
And I know I've had you here before, and you are actually a very popular person that people love to hear from.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Because you have programs that people are really interested in.
Yes. Programs that can help families.
That's right. That's right. So before we get going, for those who don't know, what is Community Neighborhood Services?
Well, Community and Neighborhood Services is a department of the city that is designed to assist families that need housing, helps, whatever that may be, as well as, you know, helping families purchase homes.
Right.
We do a number of neighborhood grants. We have funds to assist our communities.
Right.
And so we get a lot of calls about a lot of different things that we may not do, but in particular.
Because we transfer a lot of those calls too, just to
yes.
let you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's
that would be part of the reason, right?
Well, when they hear Community and Neighborhood Services, it's more, this is happening in my community. Can you tell me where I can go to get this and that? And
so right.
We have received a lot of calls, but for the most part, we help in any way we can with community issues. And
so you even give money like to the neighborhoods. I know that they get like a $1,500 grant each year to run some programs through every neighborhood, which I know they love because I sit with them at those meetings and they're very excited and they make use of those funds.
Yes, and it's a wonderful way to be able to get information out to our community through our neighborhood association. So knowing where you live, and we do get a lot of calls from people who have moved into the area and they don't know what neighborhood they're in and who is the president of that neighborhood. So we do assist with the neighborhood associations.
And I believe part of the requirement is that they have to get information out to their neighborhood,
yes,
which helps the city.
Yep, newsletters and that. And so they come monthly to get information from the city to disperse to their neighbors.
And that they have a real need that, you know, you look at. I know sometimes you've even given them more funds, depending on what it
is. Yes, we have.
And if there's funding available, of course.
Exactly.
Always. So that's one of the important ones. Everything you do is actually important. I can't believe it. I wish I was as popular as you were. We send out all the bills, and nobody likes us as much. But so one of the programs that I know is vastly popular and that people were calling us about is the DTE one. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. DTE is our consumer's bill, the gas bill.
Our heating, yep.
Our heating bill. And on the other side of the state, DTE takes care of the light and gas. But here, it's strictly for our gas. And so if you have a DTE bill, you could be eligible to receive a test and tune on your furnace. And so DTE has to give back, and they started this program in 2014, the latter part of 2014. And so it ran all last year. And because of its popularity, we kind of ran out of money mid-year. So that was kind of sad in that we had anticipated working the full 12 months.
Right.
Now a new contractor is in place, and so we're starting the program up again, and we'd like to utilize the program during the summer months more so than when you really need to turn on your furnace. So
that call when everybody makes it, the first time they turn it on and it doesn't work and then it's an emergency, it's so much easier for you to take care of it in the summertime and have a little bit of time there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we didn't have this luxury before to test furnaces. We really had to wait until your furnace didn't work.
Broke.
So
yeah.
The DTE program is really designed to make sure that you get your furnace tested before you need it, and while our mechanical contractors are available.
Right.
When it's cold and you need your furnace, it's very difficult.
And everybody's busy at that time.
Yes,
right. So what exactly is a test and tune?
Well, the test and tune is a thorough cleaning of the furnace. And it's designed to help the system, the furnace, last longer and run more efficiently and save energy and money to the owner.
Okay, and then as part of it, to make sure there's no gas leaks?
Of course.
Yes.
You know, they'll find cracked heat exchangers, they'll find that the furnace is so old that there aren't parts anymore to
repair. Like one of those octopus ones. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know the fancy terms, but yes.
Yes, the big octopus furnaces, they're very rare, but...
My mom and dad had one.
Yes, and we've seen them in certain homes that we've even rehabbed for sale or gone into. The problem with those, there is a lot of asbestos. And so the cost is pretty expensive.
Yes.
And so if the furnace is running and able to turn on, that really is the issue. If the furnace comes on and they're able to test it and tune it up.
Right.
And so for an octopus, if it can turn on and it's running, but it's not efficient.
Right.
So chances are we would have to replace it. And that's not to say that everybody with an octopus furnace should call us for attention to, but I mean, they certainly should, but we're replacing furnaces later in the year,
right?
Because you really don't need a furnace now, but at least we know that there's an issue with your furnace and it's not going to make it through the
And now you're
winter.
On the list and you'll have it done beforehand. Yeah. You know, I have to say that in May, my mom, there was a gas smell and it was out in her driveway and DTE came and in her garage, it was 50% filled with the gas in there, which it could have exploded. And she had moved her car that day too out of the garage. And we were so fortunate that DTE was able to come and they checked out the furnace and stuff too to make sure. But imagine if that had happened in her home
absolutely.
We hadn't known that, my mom might not be here today.
Oh,
so it's a, you know, it's a big deal.
Oh, gas leaks are huge deals.
Yes.
So you don't have to call us for
a
gas
leak. No. So DTE was out there immediately. Yes. They were so quick, man.
They
were great.
Are fast.
Yes.
And when you call the 800 number that's on your phone bill, you're calling and they're asking you, is this about a gas leak? And so you want to press that. If you smell gas, if you think gas, and we've heard from other neighbors in our community that... their neighbor had a gas leak and they could smell it and they weren't sure if it was their house and it just saved the whole neighborhood.
Quick response. Yeah. They said half the block could have gone. So
goodness.
It's huge. It's really big. So take that stuff seriously. If you
Absolutely.
Have a strange smell in the house, we need to check
Absolutely.
It out. And I know that you've talked before about, you know, we've had some tragedies that could have easily been saved if they had their furnace checked out
Absolutely.
Too.
We just want to make sure that everyone is safe, and especially for families who meet a certain income. We know that it's hard to, before testing your furnace would cost you a certain amount, and this is a free test. So there's no cost to have your furnace tested, to have your furnace tuned up. So that's why we're trying to get the word out.
I'm one of those too that I wait until it breaks, and I always have it on my mind, I should do this, I should do that, and I don't, and then it breaks, and then like, and then
preventative
always,
maintenance,
which
is
the way to go.
The way to go.
Absolutely. So you talk about income. What is the income requirement?
Well, we have an income scale that's provided to us from HUD, and 60% is where we are capping it for our DTE test and tune. Now, other communities may do it differently. Muskegon Heights has a DTE test and tune program, and the county of Muskegon runs a DTE test and tune. So if you don't qualify for ours, you can talk to the county of Muskegon. And
so what, I'm not sure, what is 60%?
60% for a family of one is around $22,000.
Okay, so if you are one person living in a house, one income, and you make $22,000, you would be qualified then to do the test and tune,
that is
to have it for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what we're finding is that there are a lot of older people who are single and who are on a fixed income, and they're not receiving a lot of funds, but they'd like to, you know, take advantage of this program.
Yeah, because the $22,000, that's much better than some of the other poverty limits that I know, where it's always like $10,000, $11,000
yes,
or something
is.
Like that.
It is $11,000 for a family of one, which is considered
poverty.
This
is so much better.
Oh, yeah. It'll include a lot of people.
Right.
And for that purpose, we need to know that you have a current DTE bill.
Okay.
And that you're not in a shutoff status. We also have to have your driver's license and your proof of your income, which is at least 3 months of your check stubs, okay, or your bank statement, sure, anything like that.
All right.
And then, you know, your taxes and your insurance on your home should be up to date as well. And we're able to assess whether or not you qualify to receive, because what happens is, even though the DTE test and tune is free,
mm-hmm,
if something is found and we have to replace, right, we have to make sure that you qualify for our program, which is to replace furnaces. And so that's the reason for receiving all this information up front.
Because we don't want somebody to come in and get that free test and tune, and we say, oh yeah, it's broken, there's some repairs.
Oh, we can't help you.
Here you go. Yeah, that's not the point.
No. Know?
Yeah.
So we'd like to have as much information up front to ensure that if there's anything more that we need to pay for, that you qualify.
Certainly, certainly. Now, how many people have we helped? I am putting you on the spot with that one, but...
Well, in 2014, I think countywide, we helped more than 350 people.
That's a lot. That's awesome.
But that includes Norton Shores, Muskegon Hikes, and the outlying areas.
So when Muskegon County does it, that means that anybody in Muskegon...
Anybody
in the county that way.
That means Montague, that means Whitehall.
Eggleston. Any of them.
Yeah. Township in Muskegon County can apply, right, through the county's grant.
Because I don't think they were doing it before, and so before then it was just Muskegon Township, Muskegon Heights and Norton Shores.
That's
you
correct.
Had to live in that area. So yes, now anybody in the county who's listening right now.
And this is just a wonderful way to get the word out to outlying areas that, right, there is a program to help, yep, you with your furnace. And I think when you talked about the tragedy, it was in,
yes,
Blue Lake Township and within Muskegon County.
Yep.
And the saddest part is that there were at least two lives lost,
mm-hmm,
because they didn't know,
right,
about this program. Or their family didn't know to say, hey, you live there, you can,
that's right,
you should call the county.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we want to prevent this.
We want to prevent any more deaths from,
yes,
a leaky furnace.
Right.
Or, you know, it's just trying to save lives and get the word out to everyone. And to get it out now, sooner than,
yep,
when you turn your furnace on this fall.
Do it right now while you don't need it. That,
correct,
way we have time, get the appointment. If,
absolutely,
something needs to be replaced, you know, and then you're going to have all that comfort when winter comes, knowing that,
absolutely,
you're going to be safe in your home. Everything's going to work when you turn it on.
Everything's going to work.
So how do people contact you if they're interested in this program?
Well, they can call our office, which, uh-huh, is 724-6717.
Okay.
And just ask about it, and we will tell them more about it. Really just stopping into our office at City Hall and bringing the documents that we need.
And then, do you have it available on the website?
It is on the website.
Okay.
And we can certainly make it available on Facebook.
Yes, we can.
Yes. On Facebook.
And did you say that's even a fillable form that you have on there?
Well,
or a printed
for our
form?
Programs,
yeah,
we do have applications online now, whereas before our Priority Housing Repair Program didn't have it.
So that's wonderful. That makes it so much easier for people, like especially me. I like to get online and do everything. I don't want to have to print a piece of paper, and we're not quite there.
No.
But your department is. You're moved up.
Thanks to Carrie, who runs the program, she's revised a lot of forms and applications, and she said, let's get it online. And I'm just so grateful that she had that foresight,
right,
to... put that online so that people can take
advantage
of it.
So now you can just submit it.
Absolutely. And we are, little by little, getting the word out,
right,
about that. People are coming in with their application in hand, which is surprising.
I know. It always surprises. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
me too.
It does.
Oh, good. And our website is shorelinecity.com. That's where you can go. And then you go under Community Neighborhood Services. When you look at the departments, you click on,
mm-hmm,
that. And from there, you'll see,
yeah,
a link that's for the test and tune.
Yeah.
So what other programs do you have going on?
Well, we have homes available for sale. We have three homes that we have been working on over the last 9 months.
Yes,
I
yes.
I didn't say 9 months, but it's been a very long time.
Are these rehabbed homes? Or?
We have a rehabbed home that is actually listed through Green Ridge. It is 867 Williams, and it's a three-bedroom, two-bath home available for sale. The asking price right now is $62,000.
Okay.
If you've been pre-approved and you want to take a look at it, just contact our realtor. Kay Pittman is the representative that we're working with through Green Ridge Realty.
Green Ridge, okay. And there's an income qualification on that, right?
An 80%. So for a family of one, right around $31,000.
And that, if I remember right, you can't make more.
You can't make
than
more
that.
Than that.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you're considered, you know, over income, and that your income can take you anywhere where
right.
you'd like to live.
Right.
But families who are considered low income, which I don't see a one person making $30,000 as really too bad. But
no.
For families that are less than that, right around the 30 to 40 or 50 percentile, then we're, you know, looking to assist them with a subsidy. And so what we can do is help fill that gap. So if they're looking to purchase a home in the one of our homes, we can provide them with a cushion. So
okay.
if they don't quite have a pre-approval for 62, but it's 58, you know, make us an offer and we can help subsidize
right.
that difference. So,
and I have seen your homes and they are absolutely beautiful.
Well,
what you.
You
do with them.
Yeah.
I anybody would be very fortunate.
Correct. We've seen where homes that we have rehabbed just truly make us surprised at how nice they
yes.
came out. You know,
yes.
you walk in at its worst state and you really can't see past that day.
Right.
But then some way, somehow, it just manifests into a beautiful home. But we also build homes. And so we're in the process of building a house at 1477 Nolan. And that's a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath home.
That's over
and
in the Lakeside area, right?
It is.
Yes.
Well, it's actually in NIMS. It's in
okay.
what they call Pinchtown between Laketon, Lakeshore Drive as Laketon turns
into. Oh, sure.
Into, and I know it's kind of tight to get there now because there's only one way out and no way in. You have to take detours on
yeah.
it because of the construction on Laketon. But it is right by our fire department. That,
okay.
Right,
all
two,
right.
Two roads behind our fire department.
Got it. Is that one finished yet? Is it completed?
It is not complete, but mm-hmm. we're expecting it to be in the next 30 days. So.
Excitement. Now, how many bedrooms does that have?
It has 3 bedrooms.
3.
And we don't have a price on that. We're waiting for an appraisal once the house completes.
Okay.
And then the other home that is much closer to being finished is 2324 Park Drive. And Park Drive, I know a lot of people think Park Street.
Okay.
And that's not the same.
It's not. Okay, where's Park Drive
Park
at?
Park Drive is in Campbell neighborhood, which is at the corner, the Four Corners, Barkley and Hackley.
Oh, sure.
So Vincent Drive, you can see it right from the four-way.
Okay.
Vincent turns into Park Drive, so
oh,
it's in a little secluded
it is.
Neighborhood.
Yes,
yeah.
you go right, yes, I know exactly where that's at
yep.
now.
And
all right, that's a beautiful area, too.
It is
mm-hmm.
very nice, very quiet,
mm-hmm.
And because it's a dead-end street,
yes.
as it goes around there, you don't get a whole lot of traffic, but this home is a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath as well, and we're waiting to get the appraisal. I believe he's coming out sometime at the end of the week or next week.
Are you going to be starting any new rehabs?
We
or?
Do have a rehab that's taking place at 862 Stevens and then another new construction, 2112 Sampson, which
okay.
is in Bluffton. So we've got Steel neighborhood and Bluffton neighborhood.
Stevens is right off of Apple.
That is correct.
Close to Getty over
close
that
to Getty.
Way. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that both of those will go out to bid on Monday. So if you know a contractor
nice.
Who's looking to work on a house, a lot of contractors are very busy. So we're hoping to get some decent bids for those two homes. One's a rehab and the
uh-huh.
other is a new construction.
And contractors, they can actually go on the city's website
they
too
can.
And sign up, and then every time you have a bid,
absolutely.
They're assured that they're going to get an email with that that they can bid on.
And I'm so grateful that our IT department has
We have a wonderful
that.
IT department.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
yes we do.
So now every you're not going to miss any bid openings or the potential to bid on any
that
projects in the future if you just get on there. So those contractors out there, please get on the city's website and sign up for that.
Yes,
that's
definitely.
A great service that we have there. And then do you still have that other program where you get assistance with down payment? Or
yes.
Okay.
So if you're purchasing in the city of Muskegon, we do have a home buyer's assistance grant, which is up to $5,000 you could receive at closing. To help with those closing costs and any prepaid.
Because that's kind of pricey.
Oh,
yeah.
It gets to be.
Yes, it does.
You know, everyone's charging a fee for this and a fee for that. The inspections that you really should have are, you know, there's a cost associated with them as well.
Right.
But you do want to have a home inspection.
Yes, you do.
You do want to make sure that you're buying the house that is not going to, you know, put you in the poorhouse in a little bit.
We've seen some sad situations of people who didn't
get
inspections and then come in after the fact in their frustration.
And because of some of the inspections that we've required that they have, at least two of our home buyers, the last 20 that we've assisted, have received new furnaces before they purchased the home.
Because a new furnace, I don't know. I mean,
It's $3,000 to $4,000 for a furnace.
I bought mine like 8 years ago, and I thought it was $4,500.
Yes.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It can be.
Yeah, it was a loan. It was.
And depending on how large your structure is, if you've got a five bedroom house, but for us, anywhere in the city of Muskegon that you are looking to purchase a home, our program can assist with up to $5,000. Again, it's income qualifying. Requirements, but we have to just make sure that we're helping people who need the help.
Right.
And so some people don't need the whole 5,000. Some people only need 3,000. So we're
now I know also that CNS oversees. I'm trying to remember from past. Is it like 900,000 or something that you have overall from the government, federal that you then sometimes disperse for other programs in the city and help them, like give them grants.
Absolutely.
Because I think you're being really modest about everything that you do. Are in charge of so much. And when she talks about those houses, Onita is the one who actually goes out and picks them. So I know she's got a vision to see what a house is worth and the potential it has.
Well, we're certainly trying to get into every neighborhood and to be able to say that we have provided some affordable housing everywhere. In every neighborhood. And we have a few neighborhoods where we have not had an opportunity to select a house or build there, but that's the challenge of the future years to come, to be able to get there and provide affordable housing.
That's so right.
We do provide funds to Love in the Name of Christ. They have a utilities program. They have a ramps program, which is, I don't know if a lot of people know about that, but if you are in a situation where now you need a ramp applied to your house because you're physically challenged, and it happens, through surgery, through
it
illness,
does.
And it's unexpected, and they have a temporary ramp that they can bring.
Really?
Yes.
Is it a metal ramp, or what is that?
It is a metal ramp.
Okay, I've seen those before.
And they will come out and install it.
Wow.
And then when you no longer need it, they'll come back and pick it up.
You come back from that hip surgery or something,
absolutely.
And you have to be off for like 6 months.
And so it starts with just a doctor's slip, and you take that to Love, and they will come out and look at your property and see how they can construct this temporary ramp, and it's just one of those things. And they are waiting to hear from anyone who needs their assistance.
I'm really interested in this program because I wasn't aware of that till you just said it.
Oh, yeah.
And there are three times in my life that my family has had that need for different individuals.
Oh, sure.
So all just about everybody gets to that point at one time or another that you're going to have a family member who needs something like that. So what is the name of that organization again?
Love in the Name of Christ.
Love in the Name of Christ.
Yeah.
So if they put that in a search, they're going to be able to find it. And then,
well, everybody calls it Love.
Is it Love Inc.?
Love Inc.
Okay.
Yep.
Love Inc. Okay, because I had never even heard that title. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Inc. is for In the Name of Christ.
So, yeah, there's something new. I didn't
so
even
Love
know that.
Inc.
Love Inc. So call Love Inc. if you have a need
Apple.
Of a ramp. And so we actually give them some funding to do that. Yes.
Yes.
And then what other programs do we fund?
Well, we fund other agencies that build homes, like Habitat for Humanity, Community Encompass. They have a lot of
another good program.
Rentals. And
they're doing some rehabbing or something too,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are rehabbing homes as well as, for rent as well as for purchase. So this year they're rehabbing a home that they are going to sell, which they haven't done in quite a while. So they're starting to kind of go back to what they did before. But in the last couple of years, they like to address properties that have at least two units because then they're providing more affordable housing rentals.
Do they use youth for that, or?
Well, they because they're builds,
yep.
they have to use contractors.
Oh, but, sure. Absolutely.
So sometimes they're able to allow the youth to come in and learn something.
Well, and it's a great way to learn a trade yep. because mm-hmm. then we can, you know, when the youth graduate, or then they're going to already have this skill.
And if they're interested in going forward to become right. a contractor,
yes.
Electrical contractor, plumbing, you know, just by working right. alongside one, I think that that's another way to show the youth that, hey, there's some other jobs that you can be your own boss, so to speak.
Right.
And so we, as the city, can help to cultivate that as well by trainings, and we can, you know, provide that. We just, something that we haven't done in the last few years, but something that we certainly want to get into in our near future is some training for contractors, try to get some. Because it's very hard when, at this time of year, in the summer, contractors are very busy. So, you know, for us, when we're trying to help a family with a plumbing issue
right.
or a foundation issue or a roofing issue, they are being used by anybody and everybody. So
right.
trying to get them to come out and give us a bid gets to be difficult, and we have to have at least 3 bids. It's very hard to get contractors to come and to bid on our job. So, you know, at some point we're going to have to try to help the process of getting new contractors or getting kids involved
right.
in, you know, learning a trade.
I am trying to help a family member right now move a washer and dryer. And, you know, I contacted 3 contractors that other friends have given me the name of and told me none of them called me back.
Yeah,
and because
busy.
They're so busy,
and they can pick and choose what
they really can.
Do
so a small little job like that,
absolutely.
So you know, that's a great field to get into, because I can tell you right now, I'm, you know, just trying to find somebody to do these
yeah.
things, and there's a lot of us out there that want somebody
well,
with those
if you
skills.
You want to update your kitchen, or
mm-hmm.
you want to put tile in your bathroom. You have to have a contractor.
That's right.
Unless you're going to do it yourself.
Yeah.
And of course, the Home Depot, the Lowe's, everyone's saying, oh, do it yourself. But it's
yeah
intensive.
I'm not going to hook up.
It's a bigger job than you think.
A gas dryer for nothing. No, no, no. That's a contractor.
No, that's
so
a contractor.
I know. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So a great field to get into. So it's
yes.
wonderful that we can train our youth.
We can train. And
yes.
if we get enough people calling us saying, hey, you said something about training. I'm interested. I got somebody else who's interested. Then we can set it up. And
did everybody hear that? If she has enough phone calls saying that we're interested in this kind of a program, Anita said right here, first
that's
time,
right.
that she can put something together for us. So everybody, if you are interested, if you have a family member who's interested, have them call Anita at 724-6717. And if she gets enough phone calls, then I think she's gonna do something about that for us.
Absolutely.
Oh, I think I put her on the spot, but
yeah,
I'm excited about
okay.
that. All right. Well, I'm trying to think, do you have anything else you want to tell us? I know we're getting close to the end here, and I know that you just do so much. I'm always flabbergasted when I think about everything that you take care of for us. And
well, we also, everything that we do in the city of Muskegon, we do it for the city of Norton Shores as well. So through Carrie, we are running 2 home repair programs.
Okay.
And so if you're...
So any Norton Shores residents who are listening right now.
Yep, the DTE program is run through our office. And so Norton Shores, city of Muskegon, we're the ones.
We have like an agreement between the
yes,
two.
We do.
So,
yes,
yeah,
we do.
Which is great. Community cooperation there between intergovernmental
absolutely.
Governments. So they don't have to have a full department doing that. You know, they can contract that out, and we contract some of our services out, which
absolutely.
Really helps, you know. To
and if
to
it's
cut.
Not for you, it could be for someone who you know that lives in either
right.
Muskegon or Norton Shores. So if you don't need our services, but you know someone who might, you know, have them
yeah.
give us a call.
If you have a family in mind that you know they've had problems with their furnace and
mm-hmm.
maybe could use a little bit of extra help, this is a number that you can share with them, too, and
absolutely.
They can help us. So, again, that phone number for Community Neighborhood Services is 724-6717, or you can go on the website at shorelinecity.com, go to the departments, and pick Community Neighborhood Services. You can see everything that they have to offer us, which is just great. Well, thank you so much, Anita, for being here today.
Oh, it's my
I
pleasure.
I hope it wasn't too painful. I know last time you got a lot of phone calls, so I hope you do again, because
I hope so
that
too.
Means that people are really looking for your services. And I have to tell you, on behalf of the city, we're just so appreciative of everything that you do for us and how
thank
you're
you.
Always thinking of others and what we can do to provide services. So until next time.